Cast, forgive me two things. One is I am going to ramble today because I'm going to be talking off the top of my head. Two, I lost my voice and yet I will never lose my voice and I need to speak up and so I am. I know that speaking up like this on a political subject can literally be, has been, literally the nail in my professional coffin. At this point, I've accepted that fact. It's become absolutely foreboding for anybody in the yoga world to speak against the Democratic Party. I want to explain today why I think Trump actually not only won, but won by a landslide, and why really the Senate is now Republican, and it looks like the House may go the same way. So please, I'm not here to vilify anyone. I'm not even here to defend myself. I just want to talk and I want to explain how somebody who really has very left-leaning values could possibly vote for Donald Trump. So let me start by saying, the amount of vilification that I've received for daring to speak up against a Democratic Party that has literally taken to pandering to not just terrorists, but terrorists who wish to wipe out my people, the Jewish people, from the face of the earth. If you can't understand somebody, and when I say somebody, I'm actually talking about millions of people who care about their own people's future, then this probably won't be the best discussion for you. But I do want to start by saying Kamala could have won this entire election on the abortion issue alone. That's a fact. Had she stuck to that, she could have won. And before I get into the deeper ramifications, let me just say this. If you happen to be a man who supports abortion, but can't understand how somebody would make Israel their top priority. If you, who are somebody who will never have or need an abortion, can't understand somebody whose very own people our genocide is being called for across the country. If you can't understand that people have different priorities, and that's okay, then there really is no place for discussion. That being said, Kamala, she could have won on the abortion issue, but instead she decided that it would be a viable political strategy to pander to the terrorist sympathizers that have been calling not only for the destruction of Israel. Now, I don't even care if you're a Zionist or not a Zionist. It's actually never okay to call for the destruction of any state. Let me just go on record saying that if you believe that there is a state on earth that needs to be destroyed, then that hate that has consumed you, that's a problem. And if you believe the Jewish state specifically is the only state that deserves to be wiped off the face of the planet, I'm sorry, folks. You can make all the excuses you want. That is called anti-Semitism. Double standards are anti-Semitic. Hard stop. Now, had in her, had in her campaign, she focused on issues like the economy, like abortion, that her base 100% cares about, I really believe she would have won. And I might have even voted for her. But to choose a strategy that panders to the terrorists that, as I mentioned, not only want the destruction of Israel, but openly call in our streets of America for the death of all Jews. Hey, by the way, I'm a Jew. If you unsubscribe because I'm a Jew, I'm okay with that. because I'm never gonna back down. And these people, by the way, who have been calling for death to Israel and death to the Jews, pay attention. They're also calling for death to America. Watch the videos. They're also burning the American flag. So when it comes to the American flag, it makes me very sad that people think that it has become a symbol of the Republican Party. Both sides, Democrats and Republicans, should be proud Americans who fly our flag as loving patriots. We don't burn flags. And by the way, I'm not a Republican. I'm an independent. I'll explain why later. But Republicans don't burn flags. When a party is burning the flag of their own nation, that's something to be concerned about. And when these people, these jihadis, are screaming in our streets, and they fall squarely in the Democratic Party, you need to pay attention to that. This is a serious problem. Let me be clear. People calling for jihad don't have a point. I'm sorry, Kamala. They do not have a point, and it does not depend on context. I know it's easy, if you don't happen to be Jewish, to discount the rampaging anti-Semitic masses that have filled our campuses and our streets. History has proven how easy that is to ignore. And it's also proven what happens when society ignores it. I have to invoke the statement that all Jews all over the world are saying over and over again, because open your history book. What starts with the Jews never ends with the Jews. When we have a society that has been subsumed by hatred and somehow calls it social justice, and then we have a political candidate who condones their beliefs, this is a problem. And you should be concerned that the majority of the people who actually abhor anti-Semitism and squarely reject terror in all forms have been afraid to speak up on social media. And so you look at social media and you honestly and truly are going to believe that this is a nation that is anti-Semitic, that does support terror. And guess what? That's been terrifying. As an American voter, that has been terrifying to watch. And I've seen the polls. I've seen the polls that have said over and over again that 80% of Americans support Israel. 80% of Americans or more are against these people, these masked, rabid masses that have been filling our streets and our campuses and intimidating people and shutting down our country and fighting against our values. These people are the fringe, but social media would have you believe that they are the majority. Because my DMs fill up all day with people telling me that what they see frightens them and disgusts them, and they stand against it, and yet they will not post about it. This isn't just about social media. This is about the narrative that we have a nation and a world who seems to think that it's okay, that it's not acceptable to stand up for Western values. You should be concerned that the majority is silent, because the majority is the one who stands for morality, who are standing against this terror. And the thing is, sorry, I hope you could hear me. My voice is just so trashed right now. But what happened in this election, the fact that Trump won by a landslide, both the popular and the electoral vote, despite what the polls said, because people are afraid to even tell pollsters that they're going to vote for him. The fact that the Senate is now red, that the House may go red. Why did this country turn to the right so sharply? I was listening to the CNN analysis today, and they said what honestly everyone is saying. It's time for a reconciliation, a recalibration of the Democratic Party. And they talked about the messaging about the economy or the lack thereof, and about turning the page and this and that. And they did not even acknowledge the Israel card. If you don't believe that the equivocation of Kamala Harris on the moral issues of standing by our staunchest ally had an effect on this election, you're not paying attention. There are many, many people who voted against Kamala simply because she was being vocally against Israel, which is standing, by the way, against Western values. I have to say, sorry, that the reason why I'm speaking today, probably more than anything, even though I really have tried not to get political, is that on my Facebook page, on my personal Facebook page, a good friend who I actually also consider to be a really good person told me publicly on my Facebook page that I need to leave America because Israel is my priority. Not because, by the way, I don't stand for American values. I am patriotic to the core. Anybody who knows me knows I love America. I think this is the greatest nation that has ever existed in the history of the world. And I'm not saying this because I have to defend myself to her or to anyone. But the implications of telling anybody, but particularly a good friend, to leave America because I care about Israel, right now, I'm holding back my tears. Not only because a friend would publicly write this on my Facebook page, not just because of the cruelty of a statement like that, not just because of the implications of telling anybody who you disagree with to leave the country, but if you've been in this fight against anti-Semitism for a while, or maybe for a lifetime like I have, you know. You know what it means when neighbors and friends tell you it's time to leave your own country because you care about the Jewish people. I'm gonna be honest. I've lost most of my students because I stand for Israel and I stand for Western values. Even more sadly, I've lost most of my friends. People who I truly thought shared not just, again, Western values, but sympathy for a people who, through the entire history of the world, have faced genocide after genocide after genocide. And now we have people across the world calling once again for our genocide. And when your best friends can't sympathize with the feeling of terror that fills you, not even for myself, but for literally the future of my people. If you can't understand that, and that my people are not just the Jewish people, my people are not just the Israeli people. My people are the American people. And my fear right now is for this country. It's not just for me. It's not just for Israel. Because the day that America abandons our closest and most strategic ally, we're in trouble. We are in trouble. The world is in trouble because in so doing, we are abandoning our shared values. Now, I know if you've never been to Israel, you don't understand this, but anyone who's been to Israel does. Just ask Iran. Israel is the little Satan, and America is the big Satan. And by the way, in case you didn't get the memo, Iran wants to wipe us both off the face of the earth. As I said before, what starts with the Jews never ends with the Jews. Now, here's the thing. I voted Democratic almost my entire life, all the way up until Obama's first term. But after a very short period of time, when it became very obvious that he was the first honestly and truly anti-Israel president in America, I left the party and became an independent. I'm not going to get into the politics of Obama, but I do want to say he was also the first president who apologized for America being America, and who really started to sort of shame this nation for being who we are. Perfect? No. No, America is not perfect. No country is perfect. But I also believe that a president should not apologize for his own nation. Our job as Americans is simply to make our nation the greatest nation we can. I'm not saying this as a campaign slogan. I'm saying this because we're Americans. I don't care if you're on the left. I don't care if you're on the right. I actually don't walk away from friends who vote differently than I do. And yet, my friends walk away from me. My students, my community, have largely ostracized me for speaking up. And I'm not going to shut up. I also want to take a moment to remind you, there are still 101 hostages being held in Gaza. Each one represents a litany of war crimes. But even if you don't care about that, if it were your grandmother or grandfather or baby or mother, father, sister, best friend, neighbor, even if it's a stranger, if you can't understand the moral imperative of getting these 101 hostages home, half of whom are presumed to be dead, then where is your humanity? This is how it all began. And the whole war, if you don't understand, the whole war could have been avoided, literally, if Hamas surrendered and gave back the hostages. On top of that, they're terrorists. They're never gonna do that because they're not rational actors and they have no incentive to end this war. Because the longer it goes on, the more the world turns against Israel, the more they win. But here's the thing. There's one person. There's one person in this world who could have freed these hostages and still can. And that is Joe Biden. He could have done it a year ago and he could do it today. He needs to tell Qatar that the U.S. is going to pull all support if they're not released and if they don't extradite the Hamas terrorists that they are harboring as billionaires within their borders. Biden could also tell the same to Egypt and to Jordan, that we are no longer going to give them the billions in aid that they got for normalizing relations with Israel if they don't also tell Hamas to let our people go. These hostages need to come home. And the fact is, Biden and Harris have not done what needs to be done to get them home. And yes, there are 8 Americans among them. If nothing else, if you don't care about Israeli lives or the Thai lives that are there or the Muslims or the Bedouins that are in Gaza languishing as hostages, at least care for the Americans, and we need to get them home. Harris and Biden have done nothing to make sure they get home. Where are our priorities? If these weren't Israelis, would you still care? Because people seem to care about Boko Haram when they took all the hostages. If these people weren't Israeli or Jewish, and by the way, some of them aren't, would you care? So here's the thing. This is not a cause du jour for me. I've been a pro-Israel activist for decades. It's caused me tens of thousands of followers and subscribers. Again, I'm actually okay with that because I believe that I need to be able to stand up for my own values and beliefs. And if somebody has a problem with that, there's no reason that I need them to follow me. But I've been in this game for a long time. And I'm gonna tell you something. Anyone who has followed Joe Biden's career throughout the decades knows that he actually is a proud Zionist. Or at least he was until it became an election year. Because politics changes everything, doesn't it? Now, Kamala lost. Her strategy of pandering to jihadis cost her this election. President Biden is officially president again, completely unfettered for the next 2 months. He can actually do anything he wants. He's never running for president again, just FYI. So right now, he has a choice. There's no more political collateral to throw around. Is he gonna do what he needs to do to defeat the terror that threatens not just Israel, but the entire West? And yes, that includes the United States of America. Is he going to stand up and defend our strongest and most strategic ally? Or is he going to waste these next 2 months to give even more billions of dollars to Iran so they can continue to fund the terror that seeks to destroy all of us? I really hope he's gonna make the right decision. The Iranian regime knows full well that Trump is not going to allow them to get nukes. The Trump regime, The Iranian regime knows that Trump is not going to allow them to destroy Israel on his watch. This presents a very dangerous window. Iran is about 1 to 2 weeks from nuclear breakout. They have two choices. Either they run to get the bomb now, or they will never have it, at least not for the next 4 years, and most likely ever, because Trump will do what needs to be done to destroy their nuclear infrastructure. So, assuming that they make the sprint, and most people are assuming they will, are we going to rely on one of the smallest countries in the entire world, Israel, to take out this nuclear infrastructure that will threaten the entire Western world? Or will America finally step in and do what's right and take it out themselves? I'm praying. Yes. I am praying for the future of Israel. But I, because I am a patriot, no matter what anybody says, no matter any friend who tells me to leave this country because I love Israel, I am a patriot and I want to see the great American nation be the light that we have been unto the world forever and for all eternity. I don't want to continue to see our country going down a dark hole, is consumed by hatred. And yes, anti-Semitism, Jew hatred. I will say it out loud if nobody else will. So you want to know how the heck Trump won this election? Kamala chose a failed strategy. She pandered to terrorists, and she forced those of us, like me, who are pro-Israel, pro-Western values, and anti-terror. People like me who stand for social justice in all its forms. She forced me and those who are like me to swallow the jagged Trump pill because we care. We care about the Jews. Say it out loud. If you care about the Jews, say it out loud. I don't care if you're Jewish. You didn't have to be black to stand up for Black Lives Matter. Where are our friends when it's so easy to turn your backs or put your head in the sand? Where are our friends? Tell you what, it was Trump who wasn't afraid to say out loud that he stands with us and that he stands with Israel. While Kamala literally snubbed Josh Shapiro because she was afraid that the fact that he was Jewish would hurt her campaign. While she was busy telling people that they had a point when they want to see the destruction of Israel. It actually wasn't just the Jewish people. It was the moral people. And we spoke. This is a wake-up call. The Democratic Party, it really needs to recalibrate. And for all the people who keep saying that they voted for Kamala because they care about democracy, and yet they think it's appropriate to publicly vilify anyone who disagrees with their own political priorities, do you understand the sick irony of that? Democracy means that we live together and we all have a voice. We need to learn to respect each other's voices again. How else are we ever gonna be one nation under God again?